Hello and welcome to the Slovak Snapshots podcast, created by Actuality.sk. My name is Orislav Poliak and I'm bringing you the most captivating and important stories from across Slovakia. Each week we'll dive into the headlines that matter, from breaking news to heartwarming stories. So, whether you're a local or a global listener interested in Slovakia, we got you covered. It is the 25th of May, and you're listening to the Slovak Snapshots podcast. Parliament approves a resolution on the attempted assassination of Prime Minister.
Prezentujme sa a hlasujme. 130 prítomných, 130 za. Konštatujem, že sme prijali uznesenie Národnej rady k atentátu na predsedu vlády Slovenskej republiky Roberta Fica.
Less than a week after the attack on Prime Minister Robert Fico, members of the parliament are meeting again on the grounds of the Slovak parliament. Compared to last week, the National Council is a quieter and much more tense place. For now, security measures mean that visits to the parliament building in Bratislava are suspended until further notice. At its first sitting, the parliament approved a resolution on the attempted assassination of Prime Minister Fico, proposed by the coalition. Parliament condemned the attack on the Prime Minister, and all 130 of the 150 members of the parliament present were in favor. All parliamentary parties agreed on the wording of the resolution on the assassination during the plenary session. Smer MP Jan Richter announced before the vote. The National Council of the Slovak Republic received with a dismay and deep concern the news of the politically motivated assassination of Prime Minister Robert Fico. The resolution strongly condemns this act of violence and calls on all politics, the media and non-governmental organizations to respect the results of democratic elections and not to spread hatred against the legitimate government and public officials. The National Council calls for a reduction of tensions in society, stopping hate speech and promotion of social peace, stability and harmony in Slovakia. At the same time, it highlights that people must not be the target of hatred because of their political views, as pluralism and diversity are the foundation of any free and democratic society. The National Council also points to the importance of responsible and factual journalism and encourages the government to take security measures to prevent future violent political attacks. It also wishes Robert Fico a quick recovery and a return to the exercise of his constitutional functions. The explanatory memorandum adds that it is the moral and political duty of the National Council to condemn this attack as a manifestation of political violence and growing hatred against a democratically elected government, and calls for a de-escalation of tensions and hateful rhetoric in society. Members of the Parliament approve changes to the Arts Support Fund Act. On Tuesday, members of the Parliament approved the amendment to the Fund for the Promotion of the Arts FPU Act as a whole. Changes to the FPU law should have been voted on roughly 3 weeks ago, but the coalition parties HLAS and SNS couldn't agree on the final wording of the amendment. The granting of money from the FPU will now be decided by the fund's board. It will take into account the opinion of an expert commission, which will be an advisory body to the board, but the opinion will not be binding for the board. The number of board's members will increase from 9 to 13. 7 will be appointed directly by the Ministry of Culture, 1 will be appointed by the minister on the proposal of mayors of cities, mayors of towns, and presidents of self-governing regions. The principle of appointing the remaining members of the commission remains as it is in the current version of the law. The scope of the purposes for which the fund provides funding will also be extended, namely to support the rebuilding, modernization, infrastructure of cultural facilities, and the promotion of the traditional Slovak folk culture. The contribution from the state budget to the fund will also be increased, and the percentage of the fund's designed revenue for the fund's operation will also be increased. The share of the state contribution that can be used for priorities identified by the Ministry of Culture will also be increased. The amendment also implies that the FPU Supervisory Commission will now have 5 members. 2 members will be elected and dismissed by the board in a secret ballot. 3 members of the Supervisory Commission will be appointed and dismissed by the Minister of Culture, one of whom will be appointed on the proposal of the Ministry of Finance. The amendment is due to come into force on 1st of June. Around 250 activists and artists gathered in front of the National Council last week. Some of them had their hands tied with ropes in protest against the amendment to the FPU Act, while others came in costumes. One of the protesters noted that the demonstration was motivated by continual attempts at political control of culture. Culture is a shared value. That's why we're standing here. That's why we're shouting from the streets, organizing protests, writing statements, and trying to mobilize the cultural community to voice their opinions on the management of culture and cultural politicians, the protester said. The Slovaks are out of the World Hockey Championship. The Slovak national hockey team was knocked out of the 87th World Championship in the quarterfinals. In Thursday's game in Prague, Slovakia lost to Canada 3-6. The Canadians quickly led 2-0 and were also winning 5-1. Peter Cehlárik reduced the deficit in the first period when Braden Hagel knocked the puck into his own net. But Canada rebounded to a 2-goal difference in 24th minute and secured the lead in the third period with 2 goals within 20 seconds. The Slovak team managed to make up for it thanks to Miloš Kelemen and Marek Hrivík, but Nick Paul had the final word with his second goal of the game to seal the 6-3 victory in an empty net. The defending champion advanced to the semifinals for 9th time in a row. The Slovaks finished 7th in the championship. The Slovaks have been waiting to break into the top 4 at the World Championship since 2012, playing in the quarterfinals for the first time in 2 years. At this year's championship in the Czech Republic, Slovakia had an even record, with 3 3-point victories in 8 games, 1 in overtime, 1 shutout loss and 3 losses.
Never boring Slovakia.
Did you know that the worldwide company Asset is a Slovak company? Founded in 1992 in Bratislava, Asset started with just a handful of enthusiasts and has grown into a global leader in cybersecurity. What is even more impressive is that their antivirus software was named after the ancient Egyptian goddess Isis, Asset in Slovak, symbolizing protection and security. Today, Asset protects over 1 billion users in more than 200 countries, all from its headquarters in Slovakia. And there you have it, another The Slovak Snapshots podcast in the books. We hope you enjoyed this weekly adventure through the newscape of Slovakia. Remember, knowledge is power, so go ahead and impress your friends at the next gathering with your newfound facts. But hey, don't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short not to enjoy a good laugh. We'll be back next week with more stories that will keep you informed and entertained. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and keep sharing those lovely smiles.